Blog Talk Radio.
Live from the nation's capital, this is the Burke Allen Show on WAMS with Billboard Magazine award-winning broadcaster Burke Allen. Interesting guests, intriguing topics, and your phone calls at 718-506-1944. The Burke Allen Show is a presentation of Allen Media Strategies, online at allenmediastrategies.com. Now, celebrating his third decade behind the mic, here's Burke Allen.
Thanks for listening. Are we living in an over-medicated society? Dr. Melvin Kirshner has been practicing medicine for over five decades now in Southern California. Medical training at University of Southern California, Los Angeles County General Hospital. He's been practicing since the early 60s in the San Fernando Valley. He's a family physician, and he's the author of a book with a very intriguing title. It's All Medicines Are Poison. Welcome, Dr. Melvin Kirshner, to the Burke Allen Show. Hello, sir.
Happy to be with you.
Dr. Kirshner, how much has the prescribing of medication changed, and I would assume grown, since you became a practicing physician in the early 60s?
Well, it was just enormous, because in the early 60s, there were many, many fewer medicines, and we did not get the public push by the drug companies so that the public would constantly ask us for medicines that they read about or heard about.
And let's touch on that for just a moment. And by the way, if you'd like to be a part of the program, our number is 718-506-1944. As a physician, how much pressure are you under from the pharmaceutical companies and pharmaceutical reps to recommend their medications to your patients?
Oh, it's tremendous. The reps for years have done many things to encourage the doctors to use their medicines, and one would hope that the doctor used his own judgment in prescribing them. A number of years ago, they started to advertise, the drug companies started to advertise in the public media, such as television, radio, and magazines. You can't pick up a magazine without seeing an ad. And now the patients are saying, why can't I take such and such or prescribe such and such to me? With no knowledge at all of what the good factors and bad factors of the medicine are.
Dr. Melvin Kirshner is our guest today. His book is called All Medicines Are Poison. He's been a practicing physician for five decades now in Southern California and has won many awards for his medical practice. Dr. Kirshner, it's a very controversial statement, this title of your book, All Medicines Are Poison. And I'd like to sort of turn this on its ear a little bit and ask you, do you believe that there are some instances where, taking medicine is certainly warranted and, in fact, is beneficial to a patient?
Well, I think that there are many incidents where the medicine is beneficial. All medicines are poison. The drugs come with a brochure that shows way buried deep in tiny print how many side effects can occur. And when, as a physician, I had to decide whether the benefit to be derived from a medicine outweighed the risk of the medicine. And often it did. You know, if you're dying from lung cancer, you better take the antibiotic, even though there's a possibility you might have a reaction to it. That actually happened to me. But you never can
right?
predict that. Yes.
In terms of this individual incident that happened to you, tell me about your own internal struggle, because obviously you have very strong feelings about medicine. Was it a tough call for you personally to make?
Well, the medicine was a common medicine. I needed an antibiotic, erythromycin, and I took it, and it caused a heart reaction, which apparently it does. I didn't even know it did, but you know, if you read through the entire brochure, you'll find that buried deeply in the text. So I was hospitalized. I was put on at first on a heart pacemaker, and then subsequently I recovered. and I never use erythromycin, even though it's a commonly used drug, which I've commonly prescribed.
Our guest is Dr. Melvin Kirshner. His book is called All Medicines Are Poison, and he recently retired after 50 years of practice of medicine as a family physician in the San Fernando Valley area of Southern California. Dr. Kirshner has volunteered for the Red Cross Disaster and Blood Programs and Regional Medical Disaster Program there in Southern California, as well as the Home Health Association and the Visiting Nurse Association. Dr. Kirshner, my wife Christy is a registered nurse, a clinical nurse educator, and has been in medicine for over 20 years. And the longer that she has been involved in medicine and patient care, the more she has come sort of to your frame of mind in terms of medicine. Do you think there's a sea change happening with the way people view the harms of medicine? Are you making any headway?
Well, we have a real problem. Yes, my patients are all educated to that. They're used to actually going home without a prescription or with an over-the-counter medicine because they know from the years that I've told them that the medicine can have dangerous side effects. But many people come in with a magazine, a picture of a drug, saying, I'd like to have this medicine and all these good things about it, without really knowing anything about the bad side effects. So I have to educate each patient, and most of my patients are educated about that.
You know, it's amazing, Doctor, when you see a television commercial for a medicine, and as you mentioned, they're just everywhere now. On the evening news, it may be a 60-second commercial, and 40 seconds talk about the negative side effects of these medicines. And as a layperson, I often wonder, if there are that many negative side effects, how in the world does a medicine get approved by the FDA?
That's a good question, because almost every week I hear about a drug that I've known and used for years being pulled off the market. Best example is Darvon, which is a pain medicine that I started to use in 1957 when I was a resident, an intern. And they just pulled it off the market because it turns out that the risks involved outweigh the benefits. So it's just been pulled off the market after all these years. That's happened to a number of drugs.
Very interesting. Dr. Melvin Kirshner is our guest. The book is All Medicines Are Poison. When we come back after the break, I want to talk with the doctor about homeopathic and alternative medicines and get his take on those. Our number is 718-506-1944. More on the Burke Allen Show right after this on the Blog Talk Radio Network.
You're listening to the radio right now. That means you're a radio fan. Did you ever think, I could do that? I could be on the radio? Well, now you can. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com now and sign up for a free online course to help you get your own radio show. Talk shows, music shows, and more. It's fun, easy, and best of all, you can learn in your own home. Find out how. Visit GetYourOwnRadioShow.com today. That's GetYourOwnRadioShow.com. GetYourOwnRadioShow.com.
This just in. Now you can speak your email instead of typing it. It's the revolutionary new online breakthrough that's being called the next big thing on the internet. Video email. It's easy to use, saves time, and you'll be the first to have it. But wait, there's more. You could also broadcast your own live TV show online. Use it for family, friends, or business presentations. Video email and online TV broadcast? How much would that cost? Hundreds? Thousands? How about less than $4 a day? Find out more. Visit GreatVideoTool.com today. That's GreatVideoTool.com. Do it now. GreatVideoTool.com.
Are you afraid of things that go bump in the night? Dark Force, the true and terrifying story of Bill Bean, has been featured on the Discovery Channel's A Haunting, Coast to Coast AM, and more. Now, Bill Bean shares his amazing story of horror and redemption in his own words. You can own a personally autographed copy of Dark Force by Bill Bean at a special low price for radio listeners. Visit BillBeanBook.com today. That's BillBeanBook.com, and experience Dark Force.
Thanks for listening to the Burke Allen Show on the Blog Talk Radio Network. Our number is 718-506-1944. The book is All Medicines Are Poison. The author is Dr. Melvin Kirshner. He's been at it for over five decades as a family physician in the San Fernando Valley area of Southern California. Dr. Kirshner, in today's world, there's an it seems to be a renewed interest and maybe an acceptance that wasn't there even just a few years ago of homeopathic cures or alternative medicine. For example, melatonin to help you sleep as opposed to Ambien. What are your thoughts on these homeopathic cures?
Well, this brings up the issue of placebo. The power of placebo is very great. If and often just my discussion to a patient that they're going to get better was a power that made them better. Now, if you're taking anything, could be just a pink pill, you know, the old-fashioned pink pill that really is nothing.
Sure.
If you rely on it, you get better. You can have tremendous pain, but if you rely on your ability to fight the pain, it'll subside. Many of the homeopathic and alternative medicines have never been proved scientifically. When one is approved, like glucosamine, for example, it becomes a standard medicine and it's no longer homeopathic or alternative. As it turned out, I was given these drugs for my own problem years ago, the glucosamine, and it didn't help me. Turns out just recently that it was the power of the placebo effect that made these drugs useful, and yet they are now standard medicine. So from time to time, a drug is proven to be of some value and no longer is an alternative medicine. They were all alternative medicines originally, years ago.
At one time, I guess you're right. Yeah,
yeah,
one
when
time,
Hippocrates
everything.
Was busy.
And Dr. Kirshner, with the book All Medicines Are Poison, what is it you hope that the reader will gain from that? If there were one core message you'd like for them to take away from this book, which, by the way, I understand is a collection of essays that you've written about the subject.
Yes, over the years, yeah, letters to the editor, essays, on and on. And maybe for all those years, I've written these things. The message I want the patient to take away is, if you're going to a doctor, listen to what the doctor says. Don't treat yourself. If you are treating yourself, rely on science, not on alternative medicine. I have no objection. And I'm criticized by my colleagues when somebody comes in and says, well, I've been taking so-and-so, and it seemed to help. I say, fine, take the so-and-so, but I also would like for you to take my medicine. So I don't belittle the other medicine. I just say they need something better and stronger that I have more faith in. I don't belittle the other medicine.
You know, you make an interesting point. I would imagine, especially being in a high-profile area like the Los Angeles area, you are probably public enemy number one to a lot of these pharmaceutical companies out there.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. It's terrible at what the pharmaceutical industry has done. You remember Bing Crosby's song, Accent Your Positive, Eliminate the Negative?
Sure.
That's what they do. It's been proven that they accidentally don't leave the information that is negative in the journals. They just ignore it. They do add some of them, but most of the part is accentuate the positive and eliminate the negative.
Do you think the federal government has a role that they should take, perhaps an enhanced role in terms of regulating the medicines in the pharmaceutical industry, or is this better left in the hands of private practicers like yourself?
Well, that's a good question. And a number of years ago, the New York Times had a week-long series on that issue, and among which they pointed out that one of the food and drug evaluators, a doctor, was receiving $300,000 a year from the drug companies for lecturing elsewhere, not about their own drug, of course. And I wrote a letter to the editor saying that's unacceptable. So, and of course, the head of food and drug in that day was told, why do you let this happen? He said, well, I won't let them earn more than $50,000, So I wrote Liz the editor and said, they should get not 1 cent from the industry they're regulating. So, you know, that's been going on. I don't know if it's still going on.
It's not a new problem. And Dr. Kirshner, certainly with 5 decades of experience, has seen many changes in the industry. And the result of this 5 decades of family practice is the book of essays called All Medicines Are Poison. Dr. Kirshner, if our listeners are interested, where can they find the book?
The book is on Kindle. It's about to go into a slightly changed version where I talk about Obamacare, because when I wrote the book, there was no Obamacare. So that book will be out within the next week or two, and they can get it on Amazon, on Barnes & Noble, and so on, probably everywhere. But the Kindle version is already out.
Final question. You mentioned Obamacare. Healthcare reform, very confusing to the average individual. Lots of heated debate on both sides. Bottom line, in your opinion, as a physician, is it good or bad for the American people?
Obamacare?
Yes.
It's not adequate. It keeps the pharmaceutical industry and the health insurance industry very active and very powerful in what happens for medicines and treatments for the public. I think we personally think, and I'm a part of 18,000 doctors, that we should have single payer, which does not permit either the insurance companies or the pharmaceutical industry to influence what doctors do.
There you have it, from Dr. Melvin Kirshner. He's the author of All Medicines Are Poison. It's available at Amazon.com, also in a Kindle version if you're a Kindle reader. And if you need more information, of course, you can log on and click on the link for Dr. Kirshner's book here on our WAMS website. Dr. Kirshner, fascinating conversation. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us today from Southern California.
And thank you for having me on your show.
You're very welcome. Dr. Melvin Kirshner, the book is All Medicines Are Poison. From our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., I'm Burke Allen. Thank you for listening. Now go out and make it a great day.